Steve Malk from Decider TV. Morning, Steve.
Good morning, buddy. I've got my tuxedo T-shirt on today.
Well, you are the man.
It's all about the Emmys.
Oh, the Emmys, yes. Now, who's going to win that?
Everybody and nobody. And I look forward to the gritted teeth smiles, and I look forward to somebody getting up and offering their speech that they weren't prepared for because they didn't expect to win, so they're a little bit drunker than they thought. I think it'll be a bunch of fun from 10 o'clock this morning on Fox 8.
Gee, you're cynical, mate. Really, I mean, so predictable, is it not? But who's going to win? What's the best comedy show or drama? Who's going to win that?
Oh, look, honestly, there's heaps of stuff lined up. I am looking forward to, I think that it would be tough for The Good Place not to pick up some awards. Sure. I think that the tightest race, as always, is the Outstanding Drama Series.
Yep.
And look, listen to this lineup. The Americans, their final season. The Crown. Game of Thrones.
Jeez.
The Handmaid's Tale.
Wow.
Stranger Things.
Yeah.
This Is Us and Westworld.
Wow.
That's really hard to split, man.
Wow.
I could have given it to at least three of them.
Now, to you Game of Thronarians, it's unassailable, so they're going to win, aren't they?
Look, I don't know. The Emmys, like the Oscars, tend to be a little bit sort of romantic about things, and particularly because television allows them to salute shows in their final season, knowing that Game of Thrones still has got one to go, I think that the Americans might finally pop up and pull and take away a whole bunch of much-deserved Emmy wins because they've got through with a sort of lead actor, lead actress wins here and there, but it's been an outrageously good series.
Yeah, there's some good quality stuff out there at the moment, mate. I've just got into Ozark, which I find rather compelling as well. I can't stop watching it.
Yeah, it's doing good business. Season 2 just dropped on Netflix recently, and that's worth checking out. Jason Bateman stars. It's a bit of a mob story. It's very, very good, isn't it?
Very powerful, mate. Yeah, one of those ones you go, oh, God, I've got to see what happens next. And next thing you know, you've watched a couple of episodes and you haven't done what you should have done.
Don't get too close to the characters.
Okay. All right, then. You're giving that away. Now, also, I've got to ask you about this. Quincy is coming to Netflix. I'm looking forward to this, the documentary on the one, the only Quincy Jones.
Yeah, this is going to be phenomenal, honestly. Just the trailer. Amazing. This Friday, a great documentary team, including his daughter, Rashida Jones, who's appeared in The Office, who's appeared in Scrubs, who's appeared in a whole bunch of stuff. She is a part of the team that directed this about her father, the incredible musical talent that is Quincy Jones. This is definitely worth checking out. It'll be a really solid hour and a half. Just sit down and enjoy it. Find the time on the weekend.
Okay, that's on Netflix. So
Netflix,
urge you to get that. It's certainly worth it. Just quickly, mate, you mentioned The Good Place before. When's season 3 coming out of that?
Yeah, look, we have some good news. Season 3 is coming out in a couple of weeks.
All right.
I think it's not next week, but the Friday after we're going to get the new series of The Good Place landing weekly on Netflix.
Look forward to that. Now, free-to-air, 10's version of Footballers' Wives, you reckon is pretty good. Playing for Keeps premieres, what, tomorrow night?
Yeah, tomorrow night at about 8:45 on 10. It's trashy, it's tawdry, it's so good. I really enjoyed the first episode of Playing for Keeps.
Okay.
Of course, it's transmuted from a soccer football scenario to an AFL football scenario for us here. Jeremy Lindsay Taylor is the coach. Madeline West is his wife. They rule over this empire that is this fictional football club that have the worst minor premiers last year, set to be winners of the grand final until a key player choked and they lost. So there's controversy within the club. It's really, really great.
Well, I reckon that's going to rate all right, mate. If it's half decently acted and written, it'll go well here. All Together Now. Now, this is not the old TV show with John English, obviously.
No.
What do I liken it to? It looks like a gospel choir at the end with everyone up there singing away hallelujah.
Look, a bit. It's a reality singing show that is hosted by Julia Zemiro. And the hook for this one is that the singers come out, they perform, but they don't just perform to the audience. They perform to 100 judges.
Mm.
And the hook is that they have to get all 100 judges up and singing and dancing with them. It's a great idea, and I look forward to seeing it. Certainly Julia, as host, will be phenomenal. It'll just be whether or not the audience tunes in.
Okay, now when's that starting?
That kicks off. My Best Male is in a couple of weeks on okay. 7.
All right then, Malky, mate, we're out of time. But if you want to know more, of course, Decided TV is the place to be. And you've also got your podcast too.
That's right. TV Black Box is available on iTunes right now. We've got a special Emmys edition coming out later tomorrow. You'll have to tune in to check out all of that, where we talk about who won, who should have won, and what the best parts were.
Okay, mate, hold on. He is TV royalty. He is Steve Mulk from DecidedTV.com. Thanks, buddy.
Cheers, mate.